a hunting stand to shoot deer or to do any of that. I don't want that behind my house either.
So. Okay. Does that answer your question, yes, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. That's good. That's a good thing.
Okay.
You want to just wait there, ma'am?
You bet.
We have any discussion or any more questions for Todd? No? Are we ready for a vote?
Motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Right hand and aye.
Aye.
Why do you make us do two things?
What?
Never mind.
Covering all the bases.
It's approved.
Okay. Thank you all.
Yep.
Get to work.
Are we ready for the next? I believe the last one.
I am ready. So case number 2319 is Lilly Family Investment LLC seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use for 7 cabins to be located at 3133 Fall Creek Road, Branson. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. As per the assessor's information, property is 17.6 acres in size, with a mobile home located on the property. Property would be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So looking on the screen again, you've seen this a couple, 3 times tonight already. It's the standard staff recommendations for nightly rental. So Fall Creek Road, right on the corner. Zoom in on the parcel here. So it's completely surrounded by the city of Branson. There is a bigger A1 parcel here, but it's pretty much an island in Randy Fogle's world.
Well, not really.
The property here and here, and I believe here is all owned by Empire or Liberty.
But it's annexed into the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just talking annexation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So with that, I would let you just carry on.
Well, we bought this parcel a couple of years ago. We were really blessed with it. It's an awesome little piece of property. Cooper Creek runs through it. It was owned by the Cameron family. And it really was a last-minute thing. We found out it was on the market on Friday, and we made an offer, and they accepted on Sunday. So we weren't in the market to buy anything, but we saw this as a gem. It doesn't have a lot of mature trees on it. It has a lot of cedars on it. And there's a trailer, a single white trailer that sits on it now where my sister and brother-in-law live. And we're planning on building a house for my nephew Ryan. For those that don't know, we own Lily's Landing Resort just down the hill from this place. We've been in the nightly rental business for 40 years, which I told Ryan I kind of feel dirty now being in that business after tonight.
Resort.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Good cabins.
Yeah. So, my vision for this property is you get off in those woods and you can't even hear traffic on Fall Creek Road. It is just so peaceful. To build a few small cabins for 2 people only, small road going in, low impact as far as clearing any trees. I think, what did I list for cabins? How many did I say?
Your limit was 7. Because of the acreage.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll even build that. I honestly don't know. We're going to start with one, and after Ryan's house is built. And we're not going to market it. It's going to be people that stay with us, so we'll know who they are. It's pretty simple, I think.
Anyone have any questions?
Are you keeping the same entrance?
Yes.
Is there a bridge there?
There is a bridge that goes over.
Is it rated?
Cooper Creek.
Is it rated?
I don't think so. That is a consideration, and we have talked to some people in the bridge building business. We've talked to Brandon Williams, and I really think it needs to be improved. I mean, if you're going down Fall Creek, going up the map, and you go to turn in that hairpin turn, you got to hit the bridge just right. A lot of people just don't even want to do it. So at some point, before we do any kind of nightly rental in there, we're going to have to improve that bridge.
I would recommend talking to the fire district about
that. Yeah. So, and that's, yeah, that, we'd have to do that.
Not a very big span as far as the bridge is concerned.
No.
Just a little T-bridge.
40 feet, maybe, at the most.
Withstand 75,000 pounds.
Yeah. You know, they expanded that little bridge over... Just up the road, Fall Creek, they expanded that bridge on the curve that comes out of Thousand Hills. I was impressed. They put it in a couple of days, and this is a nice bridge.
Yeah, probably used that prefab.
Yeah, it was all prefab.
Not to put too fine a point on it, you'll have to get mixtures across there when you do your work.
Exactly.
So 75,000 is not enough.
Well, yeah.
Not if you hire Trilex.
Well, there's been concrete trucks back there. You know, I don't know how big they were, but they've gone over the bridge. So it's just narrow. It's, you know, I think it's sturdy enough, but it's just, it's too narrow.
We walk in. We won't take a fire truck across that. We have to walk in.
Well, if you took a fire truck in, you couldn't turn around.
Yeah. That's not
that was the other concern.
Yeah,
that's not
exactly.
In the city anyway. You guys would probably just sit there and watch it burn.
It's automatic aid.
And down we go.
Which we don't have anything to do with that. It's all Western. So, yeah. We just automatic aid. But I'm not here for that.
No.
Anything else?
Find out if anybody's against it.
Are we ready for a motion?
Is anybody against it? There's one person left in the audience.
That's right. I need to ask.
So you
he didn't sign up.
He didn't sign up. Okay. You'll stop me if you did.
Motion to approve.
I was starting on the left anyhow.
Yeah. Motion to approve.
All in favor? Right hand and say aye.
Do you need aye. To read it?
No, nope, this is CUP.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Motion carries.
There you go.
Dang.
Thank you very much.
Got a little informal there at the end.
No, we did.
Appreciate it.
Any other business, Scott?
I do not have.
Do not have. Do I hear a motion?
Motion.
You made a motion.